Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news and storytelling, and also a look at our local entertainment scene, good radio, and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call from WCOM. Welcome to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Got a wild character in the studio with me today, and I want that guy in cuffs before we go on. Presented by the Apex Arts Council, which is putting together a one-man show called Art Worth Stealing, The Saga of the Outlaw Artist. And the fellow we're talking about, this will occur on January 31st. This happened on January 31st, 2012, not too long ago. Local artist Keith Adams, the guy I'll be having here. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
Was arrested by Raleigh police on a warrant for stealing his own artwork. Hey, I bet that's happened before. The works had been on display at a restaurant in Apex when the establishment was foreclosed, trapping 35 of his works inside. I wouldn't have been too happy about that myself. Adams was able to retrieve all but two of the works, but the building owner swore out a warrant for his arrest due to the circumstances of the retrieval. After a night in jail and some legal fees, the case was dismissed by the district attorney, but not before the story was covered by everyone from Raleigh, News and Observer, and WRAL-TV to Fox News National. This one-person show is your chance to see and purchase these valuable works of art, and our show is going to be taking place on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Special reception on Saturday, June 9th at 6 p.m. This will be at Common Grounds Coffee House at 219 North Salem Street in the historic downtown Apex. Just want to give a quick shout-out to my underwriter, the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. You can see what's going on with them at carolinatheater.org. All kinds of good stuff coming up. But next, I'm going to turn my curiosity toward Keith Adams. Keith, you have a background as being a U.S. Marshal, so you should have foreseen some of this, I would be sure, as far as retrieving your artwork. Take us into the story as you'd like. I also want to mention I have the Apex Arts Council President, Bob Crowley, here with me, who will fill in the blanks where I might need to know some things.
Good morning.
Yes, I do have a background in law enforcement. I was in law enforcement for 23 years, actually.
Goodness.
Yes. Let me take you back a week prior.
Please do.
Myself and Bob actually had lunch at the restaurant. The owner, who we thought was the owner, invited us for lunch, and we were going to talk about using the venue for future art dates. And
Bob had mentioned the venue to me as well.
Yeah, so. And we had a great lunch and met with the restaurateur there, and he showed us the place, and we had talked about using the venue for future dates and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it looked very promising. And, in fact, I was going to be rotated out in the next couple of weeks for another artist through the Apex Arts Council.
Right. It was supposed to be me.
Yeah. And and then the next week, everything went south. I was contacted by the bar manager over the weekend that the place was locked up. And so that following Monday is when I went down there and knocked on the door and found that it was true. It was locked up. And there was no signage on the door indicating so. And the man that opened the door, I'd never seen him before, and I asked, he said, "Who are you?" I said, "I own the paintings in this restaurant." He says, "Not anymore, you don't," and slammed the door in my face.
Ouch.
Yes. So
I guess that kind of set you off, especially seeing a stranger and then somebody denying you your own works.
Yeah. And then at that point, knowing I wasn't going to do anything illegal, I called the Apex Police Department myself and had Delma file a report on my behalf, and they said it was a civil issue, and I knew it was a civil issue, but I wanted a report filed just in case anything happened to the artwork. I didn't want
right,
to damage
sure.
or anything or anything lost. And at that point, I went to Raleigh, to the clerk's office, to pull a copy of that civil paperwork that shut the restaurant down. And I'm not sure if someone who wasn't well knowledged in law would know to do that, but I knew to do
right,
that.
Right, sure.
So that's why
I figured you probably had some ways of looking into it.
Yeah, so I pulled that civil paperwork, and once I saw the civil judgment, in fact, I got the front copy of it here, I saw that my name and my property wasn't on it anywhere.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So then I called the attorney who drew the paperwork up and had a conversation with him. And during that conversation, he admitted that the artwork was mine and they were going to work with me on getting it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Monday. And just to briefly synopsis everything, every day that week, he promised to get it back to me during phone calls because I made a nuisance of myself.
I would have too.
Yeah, I called him every day that week. And
35 pieces, that's a lot of work you put in there.
Yes, and nothing happened. And so over the next weekend, still nothing happened. And then I talked to my attorney, and he called him the following Monday, and he admitted to my attorney that the artwork was mine. And so, but my attorney advised me that they thought they were buying time to add me as an attachment to that to get the property.
That was a bunch of legal jargon.
Yes. So I went back up to the clerk's office and pulled that paperwork again to make sure I wasn't added to it. And I saw that I was not added to it. And at that time is when I drove back by the restaurant in Apex. This was about 10:30 in the morning. This was the morning of January 31st. And I saw the front door halfway open. No one in the parking lot. I stopped in. I stuck my head in the door, yelled hello. Nobody answered. And I saw most of my paintings still on the wall. Some of them was on the floor. Some of them was on tables. And so I retrieved my own artwork. I got them. And I called the Apex Police Department after I took them and told them that I had retrieved my artwork. And
in essence, turning yourself in, so to speak.
Well, basically, yeah. But basically, I told them that I took it so
covering
no
yourself.
One else.
Right.
So they wouldn't think that no one else stole them.
Right.
And about 3 hours later, an officer called me back and told me that they had felony warrants on me for breaking in and larceny.
Ouch.
I thought it was a joke. I really did. I thought it was a joke to begin with. And I asked the lady. I said, "Is this a joke?" And she said, "No." And she asked me to bring the artwork back. And I told her, I said, "Ma'am, I'm not trying to be hard to get along with, but I am not returning the paintings. But I will turn myself in. I'll go down to the magistrate's office." And that's what I did. I contacted my attorney, and we went down, and I turned myself in. And an hour later, down at the magistrate's office at Wake County.
Then you were actually arrested then and there.
Yes, by Raleigh Police Department.
The night Thoreau spent in jail.
Yes. Yes.
That I can see myself doing very much the same thing and being less legally informed than you are, not realizing the consequences this sort of thing could have. But I can, at the same time, I can understand your frustration because there was nothing protecting your art. From somebody else doing this,
or
you know, running off with it. And I have a question. What about those two art pieces you were not able to retrieve? Did you ever get those?
No, I have not. Not to this date. I have no idea.
Oh.
So someone involved with that restaurant or
so that
the
makes
owner,
my very point. Makes my very point.
Has taken
somebody took,
yes.
took off with them.
So I believe Bob has made up wanted posters for him.
Yeah, we've got some wanted posters made up that we'll be using at the show.
Go ahead and move the mic if you need to, guys. I think that's going to be our only option. We're working with one microphone for two guys here. But that's a pretty extraordinary story. Before we continue much more, let's have a little music, Rocco. And we'll set
little
this.
Music.
A little music. I think we have Jimmy Earl Perry, a friend from South Africa who is very involved in the fight against AIDS. But he does some amazingly beautiful music. He also frequently performs with Black Mambaza, which performs regularly at the Carolina Theater on an annual basis.
This is 103.5 WCOM Community Radio for Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. No
nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to imagine all the people living life in peace. Ooh, you may say that I'm a dreamer. Oh, but I'm not the only one. Well, I hope someday you will join us and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Just the brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people just sharing the world. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. And I hope someday
about 13 minutes now past the hour. Your time is important. Take us along. We're WCOM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Now back to Claudio's Speakeasy in Radio Theater.
We're here in the studio with the outlaw artist Keith Adams. I'm going to get right back with you. I want to introduce Bob Crowley, the Apex Arts Council president, with any news that you might want to update us with before we continue on.
The big news, of course, is the show this weekend with Keith, the saga of the outlaw artist. That's going to move here. So we're going to have that. And of course, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be sitting around drinking coffee at that coffee house for two solid days, and we'll be having the jitters by the time. Yeah, and then after that, we go into another show, basically the same location. We do art shows with silent auction forms. At basically the same location, as I said. And this is for patriotic art. It will run and be hung through Independence Day. So if you're interested in getting something patriotic to hang on your wall, come on down there and put in a bid. And then we're working on a few other things for the rest of the year. Actually looking to start up an education group next, and we're wanting to put together a full day.
You want us to be educated?
Yeah, a full day for artists.
I'm against that.
In business, the business of art. How do you actually run the business and make money at it?
Actually, it's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to do some serious things. We've got some accountants and lawyers are going to be talking there. So you're going to get a lot of really good stuff in it. And then, well, who knows what we might do. We did, last time I was on here, we were talking about the show we did a little bit ago, Artists for Animals. And that really was a great one. We had 120 artists between painters and sculptors and potters and musicians, singers, poets, authors, dancers. We had everybody out there. And we had over 750 people come through in the course of the day.
That's fantastic.
And we were at a winery in Apex, and they sold over 200 bottles of wine. So, hello.
That's me boarding the train, in case you're wondering about that hiccup.
Yeah. That's Norfolk Southern going by.
Spoken by an old railroad master.
I used to work for a railroad many years ago. But that's it. I mean, we're just moving right along. If you're interested in what we're doing, take a look at the website. Take a look at our Facebook page.
Why don't you give us that website?
Absolutely. That's www, of course, apexartscouncil.org, O-R-G. Make it real simple. So come on there and take a look and see what's it. You're going to see even some stuff from Claudio there.
That's right, film and art reviews.
Yeah, he does our film and art reviews, and you'll see a few other things, too. So that's basically what we're doing, and I want to get back to hearing more about what Keith's doing, because he's the man of the hour here.
Absolutely. This is to promote the show that he's got coming up Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th, happening this weekend from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, the special reception on Saturday, June 9th at 6 p.m. Place is Common Grounds Coffee House, 219 North Salem Street in historic downtown Apex. And if you want to find out how you can be an outlaw and a former U.S. Marshal, come talk to the guy. Let's jump back to you. I'm really kind of curious about your background in police work.
Yes, I been a law enforcement for 23 years and ended up...
That's considerable.
I was diagnosed with a terminal cancer a while back. And ended up taking a medical retirement a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I was pretty intrigued by the story you told before we went on air.
Well, essentially, I have a cancer called multiple myeloma, which is an incurable type cancer. It's a blood cancer. It's in the leukemia family. But I had a stem cell transplant, an autonomous stem cell transplant over here at UNC. And that was in September of 2010. And for the past 2 years, I've been cancer-free.
That's amazing.
Yes, but due to the damage of my bones that the cancer and the chemo have caused.
Explain that.
This type of cancer, it attacks your bones through the bone marrow, and it makes it
similar to leukemia, like you said.
Exactly. It makes the bones porous like a sponge, and it just breaks it down.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and I had ended up having 5 compression fractures in my spine, and it was causing nerve damage. And
Have you been able to do anything about that? Or?
Spinal fusion, but I'm trying to stay away from the knife.
Because I was watching you move and walk. You seem to be in fine shape.
Before that, I had a very active lifestyle. I was into weightlifting and I stayed in shape. And
a former wrestler as well.
Yes, I did professional wrestling for
a wrestler being interviewed by a boxer.
That's a unique. Yes. So I was in really good shape. I've never really been sick in my whole life. So that really helped me recover, and my doctors attributed that to as well. But it's just been a remarkable journey. Well,
you have an amazingly positive spirit, which...
And that's a big part of it, too. You have to have a positive attitude.
I truly believe that,
Because you can't give up in this kind of fight. Anybody going through a terminal disease, cancer, or any kind of terminal illness, you have to have that fighting spirit. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in your doctors, and you have to believe that you're going to get better.
Yeah,
and you have to have that attitude.
Well, Keith, as I said earlier when we were speaking before we went on the air, I think you are a very courageous fella.
Well, thank you.
The way you're handling all of this, and you are. You just are.
He's the most positive elephant in the room, so yeah. I truly admire that.
You know, I'm not dying with cancer. I'm living with cancer.
There we go.
And I just want to portray that with everybody that has, any kind of illness or situation they're dealing with.
I'm going to use the lyrics out of a Mike Cross song. And Mike Cross is due to be on the show at some point. Don't know exactly when, but I stage managed him recently at the Carolina Theater. But one of the lines in one of his songs goes, if the doctor said you were going to die, mister, wouldn't you do as you please? Well, listen here, brother, life's just another terminal disease.
There you go.
That's from Mike, and he actually, I found out, and I'll interview him more, I'm digressing for a moment, he actually started the Cat's Cradle.
Wow.
His business initially, and then he sold it, him and Cindy. So that's a curious subject to explore, because that's certainly become legendary.
Wow, yes it has.
Yeah. Back to you. So what are you... any particular aspect of this exhibit you're putting on, the show you're doing, that excites you?
I'm excited about the whole show, just to show my progression. There's one piece that's going to be in the show that I did while I was on chemo. I only painted one piece while I was on chemo. I did a lot of sketching while I was on chemo. But there was one piece I did while I was on chemo that's going
I'm surprised you felt that the artistry in you at that time.
Well, it's how I kept my creative fire going.
I can see that. Yeah.
When you're on chemo, it just beats you up.
That's
what I've heard,
yes.
It just beats you up. And it took me a while to complete this one piece. So this one piece called The Calm Before the Storm, it'll be on there. It's a kind of a large piece. And then the piece that's on the front of my flyer that says Alive and Free, I painted that piece. That's the first piece I've painted after I was in remission. That piece will be in the show, but it's honestly not for sale because it means so much to me and it's personal. It's in my personal collection.
I understand. Tell us what your style is. I'm not trying to pigeonhole you or limit you to one aspect there, but certainly I would say abstract, but take it from there.
Yes, I would say a contemporary modernist abstract style. I paint more or less with my fingers, paper towels, and painting knives, and occasionally a brush.
So it's all a big fingerprint, folks.
Exactly. My fingerprint's on everything.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing. And how many pieces are you going to have this time?
I am going to have all 35 pieces that were recovered, plus I'm going to have a few surprises.
Ah, good.
Yes. Well,
you seem like a fellow that has
a few
things up his sleeve.
I do. I got a few surprises.
Good. So tell me what the special reception on Saturday is all about, Bob. I'm sure there's some things that go into that we may not predict that easily.
Well, we want to show off our artists. So we are going to have the reception where we are definitely going to be there. We'll have some cheese platters out. The coffee house also has wine and beer if anyone is interested. So we'll be able to do that. And we've invited a number of what I hope are very special guests, everybody from the mayor of Apex to the police chief to the prosecutors from your case, a couple of sheriff's deputies, one's even threatening to bring in handcuffs.
I was just going to ask you about that. Will the artist be in handcuffs?
Yeah, work release, that kind of thing here. So, we get a chance for everybody to meet the artist, to see the work. And that's basically it, because we're kind of proud to have Mr. Adams around here. He's quite a power and does some really wonderful work. If you've not seen his work, believe me, if you trust me it is definitely worth seeing.
What was the festival that you had us both booked for? Defining Designs.
Spring Art Fling on
right.
St. Patrick's
That's
Day.
When we actually met, yes. And I saw a lot of his work. He saw some of mine, and beautiful stuff. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, Rocco, what do you say we take another music break?
Sounds good. WCOM is made possible by our underwriters, contributors, and volunteers. Support us. Donations are always welcomed. We're your voice in our community.
Once flew, and the memory of the wind lifted me right on up into the blue. Cause when the heart of the people, well,
shines like a single sun,
when the power of so many voices turns into the power of one. Song,
one vision of a new light. One call, one answer true.
But don't you hear me?
One hope in the darkness burning through. One day, one sound will ring.
Open your mind.
One song for the world to sing. One heart, one voice, one mind. One vision of a new light.
One call. One mind,
one
vision of a new
lifetime.
One call, one answer true. One hope in the darkness burning through. One day, one sound of the rain. One song for the world to sing. One heart, one voice for the world to sing.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
WCOM 103.5 FM Community Radio.
And we're back to the outlaw artist, Keith Adams. So what were some of your personal inspirations as far as I can sense some influences, but I'd rather have you convey what they are.
Most of all my influences come from...
Go ahead and handle the mic so it's aimed at you. And do that every time. There we go.
All of my inspirations come from life experiences. I don't paint from photographs or anything.
No, I know
like
that.
All of my inspirations come from life experiences.
Any particular artists that have sort of tripped your trigger, so to speak?
I would have to say Matisse, and I love his work. And
I can see your colors in that regard.
And Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, definitely
Jackson
one of mine.
Pollock and Henry Matisse are two. And I would also have to throw in Georgia O'Keeffe.
Ah.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Again, I can see the colors. Yes.
I love those works. And just amazing works. Amazing works.
No doubt. And how young were you when you started into this endeavor?
I had my first private art lesson when I was 10 years old.
Oh, wow. In painting?
Yes, in painting. That was in oil paints.
Interesting.
Actually. Yes.
I haven't dabbled too much in those myself. It's a medium I want to explore some more.
Yes, my medium of choice now is acrylics.
Mm-hmm. I've just fallen in love with them myself.
Yes, so it's acrylics and acrylic inks and mixed media in those regards with inks and acrylics.
Yeah, I was going to say because I didn't sense that you were limited necessarily.
No,
to any genre or paint format.
No, you might be surprised what you find in some of my artwork.
So certain mixed mediums in an individual piece, you mean?
Yes, I'm like a little mad scientist, an experimentalist. I love to experiment and push the boundaries and push the colors, and that's just another reason I like. When people started calling me an outlaw it dawned on me, I've kind of been an outlaw artist my whole life because I have never followed the rules and the so-called art rules. I've always been like an outlaw artist because they would say, well, you can't do that. Well, why
yeah,
not?
Right,
you
exactly.
can't do
It'd
this.
Be the very
well,
thing
not?
You do.
I can do that. It's my art. I want to do it if I want to.
Absolutely.
And the so-called art people, they kind of shrug at that and shake their head and say, well, you can't do that. Well, why can't you do that? It's just like watercolorists saying you can't use white.
It's like the opening of the movie, the Dead Poets Society.
Exactly.
Deciding to define what poetry is. Forget
exactly.
about it. I love that part where he says, excrement, tear it out. And it gets
exactly.
torn out of the book.
Exactly.
And that's my take on art as well. You can't really limit.
Exactly. There's no boundaries.
Let it be an expression. But anytime you get societies that circle themselves around something and want to be the perfectionists of it and somehow police it, you're going to get those kinds of limitations.
Exactly.
Same thing in government.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I'm on your side.
I love that term you said, police it.
Yeah, essentially. Right. There we go. Back to you. Let's go back to that. We'll use that as a segue. Unintended, though, it was.
Exactly. That's funny.
What drew you into police work? I ask you that because I had actually thought about going into that myself at one time. I've always been the protective type, and I always felt that was an
well,
area
like
I wanted
you,
to explore.
Like you, I've always felt that, and that's something I wanted to do because I wanted to be able to give back and to help people. And I guess when you first go into law enforcement, you had this grandiose idea that you're going to save the world, and that's quickly...
or that you're going to be around those that
yes.
are truly honorable.
Yes, and that's quickly diminished the first time you go into the court system and learn the truthfulness of it. Everybody doesn't get everything they deserve, and it's not.
No, I believe that.
But, and I quickly learned that we do what we do, and when I say we, as law enforcement officers, we do the best job we can with what we have and do all we can. We do it ethically and we do it right, and we do it honorably, and we do what we do, what we have to do on the street. But when it comes into the courtroom, we have to realize it's a whole different ball game.
Your hands are pretty much tied,
yeah,
there, aren't they?
It's a whole different ball game, and it's out of your hands. The judicial system is out of your hands, and you have to understand that. Mm-hmm. And I used to get so frustrated at the judicial system because I would see people just walking and getting away with stuff, and it used to frustrate me so bad. But then I just realized, you know, I'm doing what I have to do. I'm doing what I can. And as long as I do it honorably and doing what I do ethically, I'm okay with it.
I think too many of us would have sort of a for lack of a better symbol here, a John Wayne image of how the system really works, that once the bad guy's caught, justice takes care of the rest of the way, but that's not necessarily it. Sometimes justice itself can be a bit of a bad guy.
Well, you have to understand the court system, and it's dependent upon the correctional system and everything, and,
right.
and everything is so backlogged, and it's just...
Well, you know, Keith and Bob and Claudio, I think the court system, the whole criminal justice system, it goes back to sharing the power, where no one group or one person
right.
yeah.
can control everything,
right.
and it's set up where you have to go through different stages and phases, like the Constitution says,
mm-hmm.
with shared powers to the states, the federal government,
right.
and what have you.
Right.
The whole criminal justice system is set up where you just don't have that vigilante
and
law.
Then, and then it depends on how well those involved in it do their work, give
right.
their service, so to
right.
speak.
Right, exactly.
And that's indeed where you got caught up in it because, you know, there's an old saying, when you first go into law school, you learn the saying, the law is A.S., and that's true because the law is totally neutral. It just is what it is, and that's where what happened with you. You got caught up in it because technically, yes, you did steal your own artwork, but morally, you were just reclaiming your property.
And so, on the other hand, they say all publicity is good publicity. You certainly proved that point.
Oh yeah.
If you look at the symbol on top of the Supreme Court building, it's Lady Justice blindfolded holding the scales
yep.
mm-hmm.
to balance out and see what is the
yeah.
truth.
And
she's blind to what was taking place or who is being prosecuted.
Absolutely. It becomes another
the movie,
vision altogether.
The movie The Fugitive has the best line ever when the Gerard catches up to Kimball and Kimball says, I didn't kill my wife. And he says, I don't care. He says, I'm just here because I've got a warrant and I'm supposed to arrest you. That's it. Tell it to the judge, pal.
He's just doing his job.
And the same thing happens with you. When you told it to the judge and the prosecutor said, "That's it. You know, go home. Go away."
Exactly. I still have
take charge of the mic, please, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I still have faith in our system. I don't feel any ill feelings toward the Apex Police Department or
no, I understand that
way. I'm not a bitter type.
They were doing what they had to do, and you were caught up in the middle of it.
Exactly. And you know.
And I'm sure they sympathized with your plight to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
But their hands were tied.
Exactly. You know. But I still have. After all, I still have faith in our system. It's the only system we have, and you know, as humans, people do make mistakes. But
we are fallible.
Exactly. But in the end, justice did prevail, and I'm glad that it did. But like you said, it did bring about some publicity.
Gave you a title, the Outlaw Artist.
Plus, the system is changing and is always changing.
Right, has to. Right.
So what it is now, whatever the laws are now, they are changeable. Mm-hmm. And we can have new
malleable,
laws.
Malleable, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yes, you're exactly right. It does change. It's almost like a living being, a living thing.
Well, it has to, because the people that are around now interpret what the laws are to suit the times, whereas years ago it was a different time period, and we had to have laws to adjust to those times.
Just to let everybody listening know that you're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, underwritten by Durham's historic Carolina Theater. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Rocco, as well as the character of the day, representing his own art worth stealing. We're talking about Keith Adams and President of the Apex Arts Council, Bob Crowley. And Bob, I'd like to have you pull the mic over to you. You've got another little situation to promote, and that's an art festival you got coming up in the latter part of the year.
Oh, yeah, I did want to mention that we will also be doing. I'm trying to have both of our two artists there, both Keith and Claudio, if I can convince them to do it. That will be in October 13th and 14th, I believe it is. It's a Saturday, Sunday, the Three Rivers Art Festival. And that's actually out in Chatham County on a farm just south of Pittsburgh.
Gorgeous place. I was there last year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had him in a stable out there last year.
That's right.
You know, some people said it was very appropriate.
I was right in front of the horse. Thank you very much.
Right next to the cheesecake guy, too. I noticed that. But if you keep watching for that, watch the website I gave you early, the Apex Arts Council website. You'll see the promos and the links and such for that. It's well worth it. It's a small local show, but it's well worth it. In fact, we even had another WCOM person out there last year. Jean-Paul was out there with his band.
That's right. He was singing.
Yeah.
Doing some good music.
Yeah. So definitely you want to come out for that. And I mean, this area is incredible for the amount of art and festivals and shows and things. I was talking to a professor at NC State not long ago. He had just come in. He had been down in Texas and came into the area and said the thing that impressed him the most was the amazing infrastructure in this area that links all the arts groups together and keeps things moving along. So, you know, this is a great resource. Use it. And WCOM is definitely part of that. So make sure you support this. They need money here, too.
Absolutely. Just a quick note to whoever is trying to call us. We're not accepting any phone calls on the show today. My apologies for that. It's a closed circuit session here for the time being. I want to mention a little something about my friend Jimmy Earl Perry, whom you've heard sing, and we're getting ready to play another tune by him. He is in South Africa working very strongly against AIDS in the medical field. And I just I've always been amazed by his voice. He is actually from the States, but he's fallen in love with South Africa, so he spends most of his time there. At some point, he'll be coming this way to do a tour, and I'll keep folks aware of it. Once again, here we go to Jimmy Earl Perry.
Show some sound of distant crying, the darkness multiplying, the weary heart denied. And all I hear is my heartbeat beating like a drum, yeah, beating with confusion. And all I hear are the voices telling me to go, but I can never run, because in my African dream there's a new tomorrow. In my African dream, well, it's a dream that we can follow. Now when the night begins to fall,
I listen for your call, I listen for your heartbeat.
Yes, alone my dream, it's just a dream, another false illusion,
a shadow in the night.
And all I want is for our hearts to be beating just as one. Silence the confusion. Then the pain and all the illusion will disappear, and we will never run. No, 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 no. In my African dream, well, there's a new tomorrow. There's a dream that we can follow. You know, sometimes it seems, oh yeah, my hope is an illusion. But in my African dream, yeah, yeah, there's an end to all the confusion.
School with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. We hope you're having a good morning. Stay tuned to us. We're Community Radio, WCOM.
And yes, thank you very much for tuning in. I want to give a quick plug again to my underwriter. Go ahead and grab that microphone, aim it all the way at you there. The Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, who makes the show possible in so many ways, at least by support. And I'm going back to our friend Keith Adams here, the artist, the outlaw artist. Go ahead and give us a plug for your upcoming event.
Yes, on be Saturday, June the 9th and Sunday, June the 10th at the Common Grounds Coffee House in Apex. We'll be having the one-person show presented by the Apex Arts Council there.
And you're listening to the one person speaking. There we go.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's going to be a great show. It's basically the show that was featuring all the artwork that I was accused of stealing and arrested for earlier in this year. And I'm going to have a couple of other surprises there, a couple of new things that I've been working on.
And for those just tuning in, yes. it's his own work he stole.
Yes.
He's not selling other people's art.
No Picasso's that I stole or anything.
Yeah,
that's like
right.
That.
There we go.
No, but my own stuff, my own work.
I might have been able to afford one of those if I could buy it through you.
Yes, yes. So you got an eye on anything else?
Yeah, right. But, and that's coming up again on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, there's a special reception on Saturday, June 9th at 6 p.m., and I hope to be at that one. I'm not sure if I can make it both other days, but I definitely think I'm going to make the reception and warm things up for the weekend.
Okay, sounds
so
great.
I'm looking forward to seeing your entire collection. I know I saw a few pieces when you had your tent at the Defining Designs event.
Yes.
Bob, give us the contact information for you.
Yes, my web address is www.keithadamsart.com, and that's the easiest way to contact me. And I have a contact page on that where you can find my Facebook page and my LinkedIn page and all my other contact information from that. So if you have any of the social networks, you can go to my contact page from my web page and just contact me.
So keithadams.com.
Yeah, keithadamsart.com.
Keithadamsart.com.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, my bad.
Keithadamsart.com.
And if you're confused about what went on today, you can always reach me at www.claudioarts.com. That's CLAUDIOARTS.com.
And while we're at it, don't forget the Apex Arts Council at www.apexartscouncil.org.
Indeed. Get those plugs out of the way. So, any ambitions? Take that microphone too. I'm going to keep on telling you until you start doing it automatically. anything else going on other than this big festival you got coming up?
I do have some other shows on the line.
You said something about Wilmington.
Yes, I am in a gallery in Wilmington called River to Sea Gallery down in the Chandler's Wharf.
And you also have an outlet in Raleigh, right?
Yes.
Is it a studio that you have there?
I have a studio gallery in Raleigh at the Carter Building. It's at 22 Glenwood Street, the Carter Building. I think there's, 30 working artists in that building.
I see. Okay, yes.
Yeah, so we have a huge First Friday crowd. So anybody out First Friday, come down to the Carter Building. We're in Studio 4, which is right behind the Color Gallery.
Absolutely.
Come into Brickside, and we're the second gallery on the left, second one on the left. There every first Friday, and I'm there a lot during the week working, so stop by and say hello.
Good. And I might want to mention, too, every third Thursday in downtown Sanford, there is an event with the Artists' Colony there. I have some of my work in that studio.
Carolina Artists' Colony.
Thank you.
Yes.
Carolina Artists' Colony. Every third Thursday, they do an exhibit. Do you have any of your work there?
No, I haven't, but I know you do, and Jason Morris does, and I think Bob has his book there.
Yeah. I sure do.
I've been selling a lot of my spices there, surprisingly, too. Got Tropical Moon there. You were going to plug something about the spice. Go ahead, Mr. Crowley.
Oh, you had said you wanted to keep the show spicy, so teasing. I said, okay, we got to do a segment on Tropical Moon if
That's
you want
right.
to be spicy. The ultimate spice, the one you can put on everything from ice cream to beef stew.
Somebody pay that man. Well, let's go back to another tune, brother. Seems like a good time for it.
You're listening to the radio station that services the area like no other, WCOM.
Yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
off me. I don't want to use it anymore. It's getting too dark for me to see. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
On heaven's door. Yes, I am.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Don't you hear me? Don't you hear me?
One more time and so ready.
Yeah. Put these guns in the ground.
Yes, I bet.
'Cause I can't shoot them anymore. There's a long black cloud coming down on me. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Let me introduce a kind of song that's produced another life that's infused to a world where the chosen are few. This sounds new when you hear of a man that went through a struggle, but yet he still stands. But let me tell you about it. No way to doubt it. Take it from me, the things that you do wrong, you get the soul blinded, you can't even see. No one is perfect. There's still room for intellectuality. Check, we are the best. Coming from the place where people get healed, and you say, what's next? Do you think you're gonna get away with the gun? You wouldn't get far by pulling all their stunts. Feel the drag when Sunday be up for the rap. Give a warm hand clap to Jimmy Earl Perry. Ladies, Black Mambazo. Yeah, I know. That's another great jam that we brought you from the studio. Knocking, knocking, man.
On heaven's door.
Keep on knocking.
I'm gonna keep on knocking.
Knocking on, knocking on heaven's door.
Heaven's door.
On heaven's door.
Gonna put those guns in the ground. Don't wanna hear no more of that sound.
Knocking on, knocking on heaven's
door. Crying,
knocking on, knocking
on, the children are dying.
Gonna keep on knocking,
knocking on, knocking on, heaven's door. Gonna get on my knees,
knocking on,
pray to the Lord,
heaven's door,
begging him please stop the wars.
Do what you can to help support WCOM Radio. In Carrboro, you can make a cash donation to the station in one of our marked containers, now located at Cliff's Meat Market, the Carrboro Beverage Company, Southern Rail Restaurant, Sid's Military Surplus Store, Anna's Alterations and Tailoring, located in Carmel Mall, and also here at our studio at 208 East Main Street. Remember, WCOM is your voice in our community. Now back to Claudio.
And hello again. Once again, we're just jumping on long enough to exit. So this is our exit strategy. You've been here listening to Keith Adams for most of the morning, as well as my friend Bob Crowley, and of course my co-host Rocco, and this being yours truly, Claudio, coming at you from WCOM 103.5 FM, Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Give us your website one more time, Keith. And then we'll bow out so John Paul can come and do his show.
Okay, it's www.keithadamsart.com, and all my contact information is on that.
Is on that, and of course he's got the art exhibit and sale coming up on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and that'll be at Common Grounds Coffee House, 219 North Salem Street in historic downtown Apex. Bob, give us a sign out.
And anybody who's interested in the Apex Arts Council, come on to our website, and you'll find all sorts of things there, and that's www.apexartscouncil.org, and you'll be able to see more about the show on Saturday and the reception and all sorts of things. You'll even see some things from Claudio if you dig deep enough there, doing his literary and movie reviews for us.
That's right. Check it out.
So on to you, sir.
Thank you. At this point, I just want to say thank you for tuning us in. You keep us tuned in, and we'll keep you turned on. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Until next time, cheers.